CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
This is Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of December. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Stefan Christoph. Free City Radio broadcasts every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on people-powered radio here in Montreal, 90.3 CKUT. Thanks for being with us, and I hope you're all doing well. Today on the broadcast, I actually wanted to play a mix of music. These are unreleased experimentations in synth and sound that was put together by my friend Nick Schofield. Nick collaborates with a lot of different musicians in the city. I also work with him on a project called Rêve Sonore. Nick contributes to various bands and projects, also has released numerous solo albums, including a really beautiful release called Water Sign on Backward Music. So look it up if you can. So we'll get right into it. This is Nick Schofield, all original unreleased material today on Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you.
was a mix of music experimentations by local artist Nick Schofield. Nick works on a variety of different projects here in the city, plays in the group Saxon Drum. I play with Nick in a project called Rev Sonar, and he plays in many other ensembles and released a really great solo album called Water Sign. Look up his stuff, it's really great. Next on the broadcast today, I wanted to feature an announcement that was put together by a collective that is working to bring attention to rising anti-Asian racism here in Quebec. In the context of the pandemic, there has been a rise in hate crimes that have targeted violently Asian community members in the city, but also beyond in Quebec. And it's a very serious issue. Obviously, this is a manifestation of issues of systemic racism that the current Coalition Avenir de Québec, the CAQ government, has really done nothing to address systemic racism, and in many cases have propelled it through policies like Law 21, which is, of course, the law that allows the government to dictate what people should or should not wear. And really has adopted rhetoric, that's the CAQ government, of a racialized concept of Quebec nationalism in a discourse. So I thought it was important to play this announcement. Some friends, both Asian and non-Asian allies, worked on this announcement. Here it goes.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
This is Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of December. I'm your host, Stefan Christoph. We come at you every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Next up is the F-Files here on CKUT. I wanted to note that Free City Radio is also now a podcast. You can find us through Apple Podcasts. Just search Free City Radio. We also have extensive archives on our SoundCloud, which is just soundcloud.com/freecityradio.
My name is Debi, storyteller, dub poet, partly raised in Montreal, 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 launching my new CD 333. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
My name is Mindy Sue. I'm calling in from upstate New York. I'm a designer and researcher focusing on revisionist history, archival politics, and internet criticism. I'm also an assistant professor at Rutgers, and I teach an additional class in the MFA program at the Yale School of Art.
I am very interested by your project, the Cyber Feminism Index, and this is what kind of was the window into your work for me. So I wonder what your inspiration was for the Cyber Feminism Index project. Also, what's your kind of working definition of cyber feminism?